The more interesting character is John Logie Baird, a Scotsman, entrepreneur, a mad genius who tried to commercialize television in Britain in the 1920s. He combined this Nipco disc kind of idea with a radio transmission system and actually demonstrated it at Selfridge's department store in the late latter part of the 1920s. He was even able to convince the BBC to go into regular broadcasting in 1929, 3 half-hours a week, starting midnight. But it was a mechanical system and led to some interesting hybrids. If you were to look at one of John Logie Baird's pictures, you basically see this, like, really, you know, it's like a picture of me at 10 lines of resolution, kind of dividing my face into 10 segments as I move around. You can kind of see something moving, but you're not quite sure what's an eye. That's kind of the system that he had. Another system, which is where Felix comes in, is an electromechanical system developed at NBC in the early part of the 1930s, which used the mechanical scanning as the input device and then displayed it on a cathode ray tube like we have in a conventional television today. So it combined these. And if you're wondering what Felix looked like in 1930 over television,